I would like to share my experiences, what Brazil had raised the issue, that there is multinational companies, if they want to do business in different geographies, then it is their humble duty to abide by the regulations of those jurisdictions, whether it is tax norms or pollution norms or reporting norms under sustainability or anything. So I have also read the reporting guidelines of various jurisdictions, and I've seen that almost 90 to 95% are common, and only little bit of customization is done to the local requirements and regulations. So it doesn't affect much as far as manpower and other things are concerned. One has to follow the regulations of the local jurisdiction if they want to do the business in that jurisdiction. Second, as far as multinational companies are concerned, it is not only that it is only companies like Starbucks selling only one product. They sell different types of products. And maximum greenwashing, our main aim is greenwashing and ethics as far as this is concerned. Maximum greenwashing, as far as my experience is concerned, I have studied a lot of sustainability reports and balance sheets across the globe, wherein only in the banking and financial services, this is maximum prevalent in that. A bank headquartered in some country would finance a give a green finance in Caribbean, and similarly give a finance mergers and acquisition transaction in North America, wherein the merged company, the smaller entity, which is not facing the harp of the guidelines for sustainability reporting. So all those things taken together, there is a lot of greenwashing taking place. Another balance sheet of a central bank which I have studied says that they have increased the coupon rate for fossil fuels by 0.40%, whereas if you look into the other details, this is in the highlights. But if you look into the finer details, we see that the fossil fuel book, loan book delta is more than the delta of non-fossil fuel loan book. So all those things taken together, I would request that we should not look at only the cost, but the benefits are much more than the cost which this reporting would be giving to us. And regarding the knowledge sharing and capacity building, my suggestion and my experience has been that most of the knowledge on sustainability reporting and everything, if you look at the pyramid, is only concentrated at the top. It is not getting percolated down to the lower level, where the actual users could be there. People like chartered accountants, CPAs, academia, they are having that knowledge with them, but it is not being percolated much to the lowest level of the strata or the economy. I would request that we should have a bottoms-up approach or an inverted pyramid approach to give and have this knowledge sharing process, please.